We hope to finish today, Tuesday, which is day 69 since our miners got trapped. We are really working as fast as possible to get these miners out. We're not really about declaring mission accomplished. We're basically met the necessary conditions to carry out a rescue.
The ban on deep water drilling will be lifted, and what the government is saying, the Obama administration, is that that drilling can resume, and they believe they have what they're calling a higher bar in place for safety. Specifically, if you remember, in the wake of the BP oil spill, much of the controversy was about the device called the blowout preventer, essentially the last safety valve designed to shut down a well if there is an underwater explosion or any underwater malfunction. That didn't work in the case of BP. That's what led to the big safety review the past 5 months or so. The government says it is now prepared to lift the ban.
Emergency services say that an emergency dam that they are building to try and prevent a second flood of toxic mud is nearly complete, and it should be completed by the morning. Right now, there is a crack in the wall of the reservoir about half a meter high and 20 meters wide. And authorities say that they don't know when it may collapse, that wall may collapse, but they expect it to happen at some point. Yes, there are 500,000 cubic meters of toxic mud still encased in that reservoir, which, if the wall does break, might be unleashed again in a second flow on this village. The chief executive of aluminium company Marl, whose reservoir it was that leaked the initial toxic spill, has been arrested.
I was at the drop zone at Pepperell Airport when we saw two canopies out, and the guy went straight towards the trees away from the drop zone.
Blocking on the way.
The 35-year-old New Hampshire man found himself dangling 75 feet in the air.
It's a very unnerving situation. He's about 100 feet, 75 to 100 feet off the ground. This is the worst-case scenario.
Stack spent three frightening hours dangling from the trees.
He was fine. He was just like, oh, man, I want to get out of here. That's all you heard. Get me down.